Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
You've been wearing that outfit for 4 days.
Twice. I wore it yesterday.
You've got a new pair of shoes.
Yeah.
You've got your insoles in them. You've been wearing the same outfit for 4 days.
Firstly, I've got the insoles in them because I have plantar fasciitis.
Why have they got a height though? Surely that's what I thought, that was what gave you plantar fasciitis, because you used to wear little Cuban heels with a 2-inch thing in the middle of them.
We're meant to be getting married and you know nothing about me.
I know everything about you.
You know nothing about
that
me.
That is what I know about you.
No, I'll tell you what happened.
You're a fraud. And you fake your height.
Hello, I'm Jamie Leng.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habu.
And we met 4 years ago, and now we are...
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly. Don't fake my height. No, what happened was, if you really want to know, is I was concerned about my height, which, firstly, is unchangeable, so I wouldn't make fun of people who are short.
I'm not.
You are.
So why would you try and change it?
Because
you should embrace it.
I went on Amazon, okay, and there are these things called lifts that gave you a couple of inches, and I put them in my shoes, and I started walking around. Yeah.
Who's this?
Yellow. Yellow. And I started walking around in them. What I didn't realise is that it was like walking in high heels all the time.
No, it's not. Try walking in actual high heels, although I don't wear high heels.
So it is like walking in high heels.
Take those shoes off now and let's have a look.
It's a podcast. It's not visual.
Yeah, but I'm here and we can all just see whether you're wearing them today or not.
Sophie.
Take them off.
Let me explain.
Take your shoe off and let's see.
Sophie Habu.
Jamie Leng.
Sophie.
Take them off.
You know, the other thing is, you get so scared about saying my surname because you still don't know how to pronounce it, and you're going to have that surname.
I'm not sure what's worse, the fact that you're such a people pleaser, you let people call you Jamie Leng for about 15 years.
Go on, say it off the cuff. Go on, say
Jamie Leng.
Oh, scary for you.
Really scary, especially when I say it in front of your parents. I'm like, Jamie, can I?
they'll never listen to this. But we went round for dinner the other night to my...
Oh no, what did I do?
We went round to dinner to my family's house.
Yeah.
And your dad met my mum for the first time.
He did. Big moment.
Big moment. I met my brother and my sister-in-law for the first time. And we asked Isabel, my niece, to be the flower girl. And then Sophie forgot the name of my nephew.
Oh my God.
So
guys,
said,
it was the worst experience
said,
ever.
We also need a page boy. And just stopped there.
I was just desperately looking at Jamie like, say his name. And Jamie was just like, yeah. I was like, we also need a page boy.
Not only do we have dinner and my mum met your dad for the first time. My mum fancies your dad.
No, stop it.
Yeah, and I think your dad fancies my mum.
No,
well, I think your dad likes an older lady.
She's not even that much older. They're pretty much the same age.
No, they're old. No, my mum is, I'm not going to say her age. She's closing towards 70.
She looks absolutely fantastic.
Anyway,
I do hope you get those sheets.
I'm joking. They got on like a house on fire.
They got on like a house of fire. We got very drunk unintentionally.
I was not that drunk.
I was very drunk.
You got so drunk and no one knew you were drunk.
I know, you know when it hits you right at the end, and I was like, I looked at Jamie, I was like, we have to go.
Yeah, no one knew. You just suddenly became quiet, and I was like, oh God.
I was slurring my words, so I was like, don't speak, don't speak, don't speak, don't speak.
But it was a great evening, right?
A fantastic evening.
And I'm happy that our families have met.
No, my mum hasn't met you.
We still got to get your mum. Anyway, just quickly, tangenting. So I got these things on Amazon called lifts. I put them in my shoes. They act as high heels pretty much. So then my calves became very weak, which then went into my plantar fascia ligament, which became plantar fasciitis, which is a terrible disorder. And then
disorder?
Yeah, it
is.
What is it then?
A pain in your foot.
It's a disorder.
A disorder?
It's a disorder.
I'm not sure that's the correct clinical
and
term.
And then it tore. And so now I have to wear insoles in my feet because I have flat feet, which don't really give me a bit of height, but give me a tiny bit
of... I'm finding out a lot about you. You've got flat feet, you've got ADHD, our children, you've got no height on you.
Oh my God. What the hell?
What are our children going to be like?
Well, you've got the lankiest, weirdest arms I've ever seen. Like short body and weirdly long arms. If I described a human, I said they got a really squat body, but like long arms.
I do not have a squat body.
Your body is squat.
It's so funny because Jamie also met my family, like loads of them on that the other day. And he went away and he was like, so which one's like first relatives? I was like, why? What's happened?
When people talk about sort of a diverse family, your family is so diverse.
You really got thrown in the mix on that day. And also we were at my granddad's funeral. So It was obviously quite a sad day, but Jamie didn't quite know who was my family and who wasn't. So I'd find him like in conversations with random people who were probably, you know, my granddad's carpet cleaner. And he had been speaking to them for 3 hours because he thought they were like my first cousin. And I was like, no, I have no idea who that is.
Met a guy who I thought was your dad's best man. Turns out they worked in hotels at some point when they were 17 together. And I was like, well, that was a waste of half an hour. I was trying to really get in there with the family. And then one of your dad's friends was so sweet and so nice. And he was talking to me and he sort of half sneezed as he was talking to me. And it was like a tidal wave of spit went all over my face.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my God. And I didn't really know what to do. It took me, I reckon, 8 minutes before I managed to wipe my face.
Oh God, that's really terrible.
Yeah. It took me that long to do it.
Perfect.
Look, we have to give an update to our lovely listeners about wedding update.
Oh God, we're swimming, aren't we? You?
Swimming?
Yeah, that's a saying.
Okay.
You haven't really done anything, but that's fair enough because we've kind of made up that decision. Mm-hmm. And
I've set up the WhatsApp groups.
I don't even think you did that, actually.
I did
no,
do that.
No, you didn't.
I
Emma
did, do
did
that.
It. Emma did it. Because I got the invitation. But okay. We are going next week, ladies and gentlemen, to Seville to find the venue. And our itinerary, because Jamie can literally only come for less than 48 hours, is so back-to-back, it's frightening.
What fun that is.
No, I'd like to have like a leisurely experience. And also, you don't actually know Seville, so I was quite wanting to
I know Seville
You've
very
been
well.
There for 24 hours and you drank sangria and ran with the bulls.
No, I didn't. That's not in Seville. That is in Pamplona. Pamplona.
Okay.
That's where it is. And secondly, Seville was a different trip. And I went there twice, I think.
With who?
With my friend Ed and my friend Rory and my friend Cozzy. We went there.
Really?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, see, look, I'm learning about
you're learning about everything. But we're going to look at venues and we're going to go around and search different things. But I am getting a bit concerned about lots of different things because we still haven't done any of the guest lists. We haven't done that.
We have done it, Jamie.
No, we haven't.
But you have your hairdresser as like the first person. So we have to go through it. And you actually do. No, but your hairdresser, well, we can't. Could you?
You're worried now she's going to listen to this. Yeah. Keeping that in. Remember, people are going to listen to this episode.
No, you have got far too many people.
I don't have far too many people.
Well, we've got way too big a guest list.
God.
And I don't want 200 people coming
to my
wedding.
Oh my God, curse me. I'm popular. What do you want me to do?
You're like accountant's been invited.
Yeah.
I don't think that means you're popular.
It does. They're great.
No, Your therapist is on there as well, which 100%. I just think is not right.
Even my therapist said, I think that's inappropriate.
Can't fly out to Spain for 3 days to be with me and all my family. Like, no. Jamie was like, I speak to her more than I speak to most people. I was like, well, yes, I think that's the point of it.
Yeah, that's true. So we haven't done that. Picking ushers, best men, honeymoons, what else goes into a wedding?
The guest list is like really...
You need a hen do?
No, that's really stressing me out. Also, our invitations, my mum's drawing them, which is causing quite a situation because she's so slow. I'm like, Mum, have you illustrated the save the dates yet? She's like, oh, I'm just going to do it this weekend. Next week goes, Mum, have you done it? At this point, I'm like, okay, we're going to have to go for someone else.
Wait, sorry, I'm not even privy to this. So your mum... is doing the illustrations.
I have told you and shown you her sketches and you were like, oh, great idea. What?
Okay. New rule.
Nearly had a fight on the pod course.
On the pod course? You've been on the pod course again? New rule. Okay.
Yeah.
When it's wedding chat, okay, tell me twice.
I told you 4 times.
Well, say to me twice. Look at me and say, Jamie, this is what's happening. And then I'll say, okay. And then second one, say, this is what's happening. Tell me twice. The two-time rule.
You said, all right, the two-time rule. Let's see. Next week when we come on this, we'll ask and see if that's worked. You also said to me, anything to do with wedding, you've got right?
Yeah, you do have right.
I don't have time to do it. I was like, yeah, I've got it.
That's true. But
my mum's going to do the invites.
I also have to mention, because we're truthful on this podcast, we did have a big fight.
One? We've had quite a few. Okay, which one are you talking about? I'm worried. So,
the one where I stopped the motorbike, the Vespa, and I went, time to get off.
Yeah, kicked me off on the Vespa, on the middle of Gloucester Road. And then I was like, fine, sweet, I'll walk. And I obviously don't really care too much about what people think. Jamie's biggest pet hate is people overhearing like us have an argument or me talk loudly in general is just like, whoa, you freaks you out, you don't like, you're like, shh, people can hear. I'm like, we're allowed to talk.
It's true.
I like carried on walking, and obviously people looked at him, he's like, get back on the moped.
Yeah, I was freaking out, but we had a huge fight, one of our biggest yet, and you still to this day, even though we're getting married, we are getting married, okay, I have to repeat that to you, just look at your ring. We're getting married. You still say when we have an argument, right, that's it. Should we break up then? Why don't we break up? We're both unhappy. You actually said that to me. You said, we're obviously both unhappy.
We're already sharing all the secrets today.
Yeah, well, then don't say that.
Jamie spent like 45 minutes. We were actually driving to a podcast, 45 minutes, literally cursing at me. And he was like, you're not even going to reply. And in my head, I was like, I cannot hear one word that he is saying because the wind was so loud on the moped. I had a helmet on and I was like, can't even bloody hear a word you're saying.
But I said this on private parts, but we then came to do the photo shoot for this podcast, Newlyweds, and we only took 6 shots because we couldn't bear standing next to each other.
So when we look awkward in the photos, it wasn't intentional.
Okay, so what I decided to do for this episode today is I wanted to invite someone on who is one of my oldest and bestest friends in the entire world. I'm her man of honor at her wedding. She has a bridal company called Gigi and Olive. And also with Georgie, she knows so much about me. She knows so much about you. She knows everything about the industry. And to make things better, she is getting married this year.
Win, 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 win.
Win, 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 win. Tick the box. Here we go. Let's welcome to the podcast because she's going to be our guru. She's going to be our therapist. She's going to help us with all things wedding. We're probably going to separate the two of us because we'll keep fighting. Welcome to the podcast, Georgie LaRue.
Thank you.
Welcome, Georgie.
I'm very nervous.
You can't be nervous because you're meant to be our guru.
Okay.
So you have to just be, hey, whoa, wee, hey, woo, wah, ee.
Well, that's not what a guru does.
Yeah, it does.
A guru, I feel like we're all saying guru, weirdly.
Guru.
We need gurus in all of our areas at the moment.
What are you implying? You keep coming on and making us out like we're literally the world's worst
couple. I suggested to Sophie the other day, George. I said...
oh, perfect.
I said we should go and have a tantric session.
And did you go?
No. And Georgie, he didn't only suggest that we should do that. He suggested we bring my friend Bella and Giles. It's like, that's even weirder.
A group session.
I was like, imagine me saying to my friend, hey, fancy, like, we're basically implying we think they don't have sex or something. I was like, no, it's not a vibe.
Would you not go and do that, darling? If you...
Oh, we'll go with Hugo now.
Yeah, you and fine. Hugo, me and Sophie go for like a tantric session.
I've told Hugo that I'm coming on this podcast and then I'm going to go home and say, by the way, it went well. But we're going to this group guru sex thing, I think, now.
So firstly, how long have we known each other for?
Since we were 12.
I think
stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, long time.
12?
Yeah. 12.
How did you guys meet?
She saw some hunk walking.
Absolutely not. Yeah. We met at a party, no? When we were 12. God, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's quite young to be at a party.
Yeah. But then also, so what happened with Georgie and I? So then we became really great friends. Mm-hmm. We went to university, went to Leeds University.
Went to Leeds.
And Georgie lived with my ex-girlfriend.
Lucy Jubb.
Lucy Jubb.
Shout out.
Shout out, Jubby. I came home one night and she'd thrown all of my clothes onto the roof. And because it was so cold, they had frozen to the roof. Just had to leave them.
What have you done there? That's what I
want to know. Couple of too many Bacardi breezes, I think. Anyway, so we were then at university together. We then moved to London, obviously. Well, not moved to London, but left university. And then we lived together for a year. And now Georgie, in the same year, is also getting married.
I am.
Actually, a year before us.
How did Hugo propose to you?
So I feel like I'm like 6 months ahead of you guys in the process. So he proposed in August last year. in France.
Well, you know, when it happens, did you realise it was going to happen?
No, because it happened really early in the morning. It was like 7 a.m. the first day of holiday. I know. And like, I got up, went to the loo, came back into bed, and I was like, okay, no, we're going back to sleep. You know, when you wake up really early on holiday, and you're like, no, I'm going back to sleep. And he was like, oh, we could stay awake. I was like, or not. And then I turned around and then he had the ring there and he was like, marry me. I was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. But it was so early in the morning. It was 7 a.m. So it was like 6 a.m. in London. So I was like,
morning breath as well. Like,
oh my God. Trying to FaceTime my parents at 6 a.m. They were like,
It's a really amazing moment. But it's true. Yeah, morning, brother. Morning. You want to get
only
married?
For you. And also, what did you drink? Yeah. Oof. What did you drink something straight away? Because we were like, we need to pop a bottle straight away.
Oh, we did.
It's almost nerve-wracking.
When we called my sister, she was like, right, okay, go down to the hotel reception and let them know that you've got engaged and then you'll get loads of free drinks and free champagne. I was like, this is an excellent idea. And we went down to the reception and I was like, I've got some news. They were obviously like, great. Like, I'm engaged.
Expecting them to bring up bells and socks.
Honestly, expecting there to be like confetti cannons going off. And if we were in France, they didn't give a
shit.
Can I swear?
Yeah,
they didn't
swear.
Give a shit. It was obviously, it was quite a romantic hotel. So they probably saw like engagements daily. And I was like, I've got huge news. Anyway. And then my family were all sending, like my sister, my parents, people were being so generous and sending us bottles of champagne. And then when Hugo's brother bought us a bottle of champagne, apparently they said on the phone, we're going to have to cut them off because like people keep sending them stuff and like they're by the pool, they're drunk. We were just like FaceTiming people, but in a really swanky hotel. So I don't know if we'll be able to go back, but it was really fun.
We need your help because... Yeah. And the reason why you're on the podcast is Sophie and I are obviously getting married. We're getting married in Seville. You know all of these details. Mm-hmm. But we're really struggling with it because we haven't got a venue sorted yet. We haven't even done guest lists. We haven't done what it's going to look like. We haven't done lighting. We haven't done entertainment. And you're 6 months in front of us.
Yeah.
And I feel like you've got everything locked down ready.
Yeah, you do.
I do feel like I'm a very, very organized person. Yeah.
You don't even have a wedding planner.
When I also
really,
do this podcast,
you're really putting me to shame.
When I also do this podcast, I told her on Wednesday last week, and I said, and I was so proud of myself. I said, by the way, I'm telling you a week ahead, and she was so happy because normally I told
Jamie
her.
Jamie only ever lives like one day in advance. I know. He's like, can you be at this thing in an hour? I'm like, no,
it's so annoying.
I don't know how you deal with that.
The worst is like when it's like an event or something, like going to meet his family in Scotland. He was like, no, we're just going walking. Bring like. Do back like being walking boots and like a barber, and then I turn up and he was like, no, Sophie, on the flight. He was like, do you not have a nice outfit? We're going to a really smart restaurant tonight. I was like,
yeah, you don't tell all the details.
No,
you share like half the information, yeah. And then the rest is up for interpretation.
Yeah, guess.
Or like the best, like I'll think I'm going for a dinner just with you and Hugo, and then I get there and it's honestly 13
people,
and then we're going like to some show afterwards. I'm like.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Hey.
Okay, question. What makes a good wedding?
The vibe. But obviously it's like a lot of then things contribute to the vibe.
Yeah.
But I do think that like weddings are so special, obviously. Everyone's there rooting for you. Everyone's so happy to be there, usually. And there's so many different factors. But I agree, planning a wedding is stressful. And I think that before when you'd hear people say that, it's quite eye rolling to hear that, because you're like, oh, shut up. You know, it's it's fun. Oh, it's a party. Like, just enjoy it and things. But there are a lot of moving factors. And then you are also trying to please everyone. And if you're a people pleaser, which, Jamie, you are.
Damn straight.
As am I. You know, you're then also thinking about lots of other things. Plus, coupled with the fact that at the moment, you know, if you want to get married this year or next year, you are competing with people who have been waiting to get married for 2 years, 1 year, 2 years. You know, people who got engaged just before COVID or during COVID. A lot of those people had to postpone their weddings. And so, you know, I remember when we first started looking around venues after it happened, you know, the sort of availability coming back to me was like a Tuesday in November. It's like, how's anyone going to come to my wedding on a Tuesday in
How
November?
How much does that upset you as well?
I was so stressed.
Did you contemplate it at some point?
Honestly, I was like, does that make it cheaper? Okay. Yes, is the answer. But I think once you have a venue, you'll feel much better, because then you have a venue and you have a date, and then it's like everything else you can start feeding into that. But I think before, when I didn't have a venue, I did feel really like stressed about the date and stuff.
I so agree.
Also, the thing is, everything dictates these things. So if you go to Seville and you find your dream venue and they say,
yeah,
but you can only have 120 people sitting, that's going to then dictate how many people you invite. Whereas if you find somewhere that it says, you know, you can have up to 200 people, then... So I think the venue is first and foremost. You definitely don't want to start inviting Jamie's like, I've invited everyone already.
Jamie's literally invited everybody.
Sorry, every single person you meet. You want to be a bridesmaid? You want to be a bridesmaid?
That's I did kind of do that at the beginning. I really, really regret it. But
that's tricky.
You said we've to everyone.
You can't revoke a bridesmaid.
Or can you not?
Or can you?
Help us through this. Like, okay, for example, when it comes to doing your party planning and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and in terms of like people, how many family members do you have? How many friends do you have? How do you then say it to me? Do you tell people, sorry, we can't invite you because we've got this many people coming and we can't fit you on the list? That's basically saying you're on the B list. Yeah. All these things are really tricky.
I think that, you know, guest list is always going to be tricky, especially if you have like a really big family. But I mean, my mentality is the more the merrier. I really don't think it's worth upsetting someone. If you have the ability and you want to have a big wedding and there's like five people you're umming and ahhing about, invite them. Like, I think having a wedding really solidifies your friendship with someone, and it's sometimes more of a statement not inviting them, and it's upsetting to that person. Obviously, if you don't want them there, you don't want them there. But I think people get really het up on these small things like, oh, do I invite so-and-so's other half, but they're not married? Like, is that right? It's just like, you know, it's completely up to you and whether you want that person to be there. But I think for the sake of, you know, a few people, why not have the more the merrier?
What I don't understand is that you're just like me, okay? We can circle around on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're a Gemini. What are you? No, you're not a...
Perfect. I'm a Libra.
Whatever.
Is that for the wedding?
Yeah. There we go. That's my speech done. But you circle back on everything as well. You do, Georgie, as well. So how do you then make decisions and stuff when you can't circle back?
I think that has definitely been the biggest lesson in this process, is that you feel more anxious in anything, obviously, in life when you haven't made a decision. As soon as you make the decision, you can then move ahead in a certain direction. You're always going to think with these things like, did I make that right decision? And I think, you know, with weddings, there is a certain amount of pressure because they're expensive and you want to make sure that you're getting it right.
The big thing which happens now, I think, leading up to wedding, and for me as the guy, but maybe for you as the girl, hen do's.
Oh, yeah.
This is the big thing. Now, you have your company, Gigi and Olive.
I do.
But how do hen do's work? Are they like stag do's?
Yeah,
but I think that stags, I get the general impression is that guys are more out to get each other. It's like making someone a joke, like, haha, let's get him in this outfit.
It's true.
It sounds quite anxious making, to be honest. Whereas I think... You know, on a hen, it's meant to be about celebrating that person, having a really good time with friends. But I think, you know, and this is one of the reasons that I started my business, is that I think hen do's have a bad rep and can be a bit eye rolling. And, you know, I think that in the past that is because there are quite tacky products. It's a big cost, especially if you're not that close to someone.
It's such a big cost. Stag do's and hen do's are a huge cost for anyone.
But I think if you are really close with that person, especially, I don't know what you guys think, but like, in slightly coming out of COVID now, people are buzzed to be doing stuff again.
Oh my God, massively.
And they want to be celebrating, and they, I mean, people want to go on holiday or have a weekend away or do something fun with their girlfriends. And the only times where you feel kind of like resentful about spending a certain amount of money is, you know, if you're not that close with the person, yeah. I think.
Today. I agree.
Or that, if they ask you to go to like Vegas, quite expensive.
That's a great point. The other one is about when you have, we think we're doing the 2-dayer.
What 2-dayer? The 2-day wedding.
The 2-day wedding.
It was going to be a 3-day, but I'm just so conscious. My dad still thinks it should be a 3-day. I'm so conscious of people getting really drunk the night before my wedding.
I just think you can't get worried about the stuff that you can't control. And like, even if—
Great advice.
Even if you got married in London on a Saturday, it's Friday night the night
people
before.
People do,
like,
yeah.
People are going to get drunk the night before, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, it's so true.
I think that when you're doing something abroad, it is really normal to have 2 or 3 events because people are making the effort to fly out there. And so, you know, you want to host them.
Are you doing a 2-day wedding?
I am. So I'm having like a brunch the next day.
Hello.
Hello.
I can't wait.
Hello.
Pool party.
It's a pool party, right?
Well, there is a pool, but it is in the UK. So I think let's just...
Yeah, but it's a really hot time of the year.
Let's hope. I think the thing is about talking about weather and weddings. I think if you get married in the UK, like, you just cannot get worked up about weather. Like,
I don't think you can anywhere.
I don't think you can anywhere. And it's would be more frustrating going somewhere really hot and it raining. But I think, you know, you're going to have a good time, whatever. You don't have to let the things that you can't control affect your day.
It just seems now that people, weddings used to be, and I think they still are, perhaps, and this is where I'm looking at them wrong, weddings were a place to sort of certify a love between two people in front of your friends and family. That's what it was. And it was this amazing moment. Weddings now have slightly become this sort of show pony of, okay, we want to put on a party for our friends. That's what it's kind of become, right? We're so worried about other people when it's meant to be our day. And we're worried about everyone else.
I think the thing is that every wedding that I've been to, I have really loved the people getting married. And it's just been the best feeling watching like two of your best friends, you know, get married. It is really special. I think, you know, obviously in this day and age with Instagram, you know, with social media and the hype of what everyone else is doing, you know, things can get a bit carried away. But again, in a world like after everyone not seeing each other for sort of a year or 2 years, people want to come back together and celebrate these things.
So what are your biggest worries for the wedding at the moment?
I actually feel really calm about the wedding.
Why am I
found
stressing?
My dress, so that made me the...
Can I read the message that you sent me when you got the dress?
Yeah,
it's sure. So far, but we sent 2 minutes. She sent me just saying, I found the dress, I can get married tomorrow.
That's nice.
Like, I was like, well, I can't.
I'm not quite ready.
I'm not ready. I haven't found anything.
Yeah, but I think that was like a really, because I tried, I don't know about you, but I went to quite a few places.
I went to so many.
This was my second place. And now I'm like, should I be going to more?
I actually think that I overdid it because I thought, I'm going to go, like, you only do this once. That's what people say. Like, go to lots of places.
Can I ask, as a guy, because the whole point of this podcast is it's, you know, Soph and I, two different sides of the story, both getting married. A guy, I don't understand why the wedding dress is one of the most pinnacle moments. Why is that the moment, the most incredible thing for the woman?
Because you only get to wear it once.
Yeah.
And you dream about it. Even though I never thought I did, but you do, really.
You do.
Is that it? That's the only thing you
give me. I think all
eyes
are on us.
I think everyone's different. I do think you have this pressure that everyone's going to be looking at you. And, you know, when you get engaged, people often ask that, like, when's the wedding? What are you wearing? Like, those are sorts of the things. And I think nowadays you put even more pressure on yourself, don't you? That you're going to choose the wrong thing or the right thing.
I find one of the biggest things about the wedding dress is the thought of my dad seeing me in it for the first time.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also you do, but...
Yeah.
But mainly her dad.
But also, Jamie already told me what he wanted me to wear. And I don't think
sorry, what did I say?
You said, I want you in something so plain, just so understated and simple.
Sorry, yeah. You're not my muse. Like, it's
honestly, that's what you did say. Yeah, I'm Kanye.
I want you in like...
You did say this once to me and I found it so funny. And Georgia was like, don't you just want to show Jamie your dress right away? I was like, no, because he'll be like, ew, I know you will be.
Will I?
No, but when
you're
you
not
see...
like a meringue, are you?
That's when
you
exactly see... what Hugo said to me. He was like, please tell me you're not going to be a meringue. I was like, I don't even know what that means.
I know, a big princess dress.
I don't want to be big and huge and fluffy and everyone has to move out the way as you walk down the aisle.
Did you go with like your bridesmaids to go and try the dress on?
No, I went my sister, who's my maid of honour, and my mum.
Yeah, that's all I did. Because I asked one of the people in the bridal shops, like, how many people do brides usually come with? And they said, often people can come with 7 or 8 bridesmaids.
Stop.
And then what happens is everyone's giving like very conflicting opinions and makes the person really upset. And then there's always someone being like, no, that's not the one. You look terrible. Or
that's what I thought. I was like, I'm not going to show too many people because someone might be like, oh, I didn't think you'd like.
That doesn't look very you.
Yeah.
You're like,
God. Or even worse, very you.
Very you. Very you.
Fuck you.
We're having our wedding abroad. Mm-hmm. In Seville. That's what we decided. You're having yours in the UK.
I am.
Okay, what is the difference between the two?
Such a good question. I think it depends how many people you are having. Obviously, costs, budget. Mm. But I think also something I hadn't realised in the UK was that you do have to pay VAT to all your suppliers as well, which I think is different abroad and different in various
countries.
That's 20%
on top, honey.
That's 20% on top.
20% on top and everything.
To everyone.
So whatever your budget is, you have to add 20% on top of that.
Yeah. Righty, I didn't know that. That would have probably been good if we knew that before.
No, that means that's the UK.
That's in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the tax is in
that's
Spain.
The UK. Not abroad, baby.
Oh, wow. They are, and the venues are actually more, the ones I looked at, more expensive in the UK. Also, it depends where you go, I guess.
I agree. But also, I think one of the top tips that I was told abroad and in the UK is if you can, well, abroad, you don't need a marquee or a wet weather plan, because hopefully where you're going, the weather's good. But obviously in the UK, you always do need a wet weather plan, whatever the time of year.
Okay, so you think, so in abroad, you kind of don't need a wet weather plan. UK, you do. That's a big one.
I think the thing is that in the UK, you need to basically either choose a venue that has some sort of marquee structure already, or has a large enough place indoors where you can fit all your guests. What becomes really expensive is if you rent somewhere and then you also have to rent a marquee.
Great.
It's really expensive. So you kind of want to find somewhere that either already has some sort of infrastructure where you can put all your guests.
Yeah.
Or you do it, you know, at a house and you rent a marquee.
Right.
Great. Not advice.
That's great advice.
Okay, last piece of advice I want to know. Friends and family, do you have them staying with you? Do you have them staying other places? What do you do?
So we're doing it in the UK, but there is places to stay on the site, and all the family are staying on the site, and I think that's really nice.
And
some of the friends.
Hello. Okay, that's a good idea, because I think that's what we're going to do. It's all very stressful.
But very exciting.
Very exciting, yes.
I want to know, biggest piece of advice you can give to anyone getting married?
Decide your budget before you go and see venues. You want to know what the budget is going to allow. You don't want to start going to places and then fall in love with someone. It's a bit like, you know, buying a house or something like that, or renting a flat. Like, you don't want to have in mind the dream. You go and see it, you're like, that's all I want, and then you can't afford it.
Okay, and biggest thing that you have to realize when you're getting married?
I think that it's easy to get, you know, stressed and worked up about things, like, you know, everything in life, and you just need to remember that this is a really special, enjoyable, fun moment that you'll look back on for the rest of your life. So I mean, there's no point having an argument at all about something that you're doing to solidify your love. Do you know what I mean?
It's so true.
It's a great idea.
And I think, you know, as they say with marriage, you know, it is all about compromise and picking your battles. Yeah. And planning a wedding is a good place to start.
What they say about marriage is forever.
That too.
Also, we have to shout out to Gigi and Olive, which is, I mean, honestly, to anyone who's listening to this, you explain it better. If you want any gifting, bridal gifting, hen do's, just wedding gifting in general, it's the
normal gifting.
It's the go-to place to go and get it. It's
so
great.
Thank you.
It's like a net-a-porter for gifting.
Love it.
Do you
Thank
love
you,
it?
Sophie. That's what I can do home now.
Quickly, didn't you make little hats the other day? I saw on Instagram where you made little hats for some people.
I did.
Something. Well, you made hats for us.
So we do like personalised caps. And then when Jamie said that he was going to propose to you, I was like, you need to give her a gift. She's like, yeah, I've got the ring. I was like, no, but you need something with her new name on it.
I love it.
So that's when we did
Do you know the
cap.
Only two people who knew
who?
That was going to happen was Georgie and my PA. that was the only two. Yeah, yeah. Georgie was the only person who knew.
Oh. And what about the person you got the ring off?
They didn't know the day. Oh, your dad knew the day because I said to your dad.
Yeah.
But that was
closed circle.
Really close.
Very close circle.
I think that's important though. Keep it close circle.
Yeah.
Hey, Georgie, thank you for being our guest on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being my best friend. I adore you. You are the greatest person. I can't wait to be at your wedding first. Nick all of your ideas.
Perfect.
And then put it into my wedding and make it better.
Oh my God. Excellent.
You're actually being Christ. That's actually what he's going to do.
Yeah. Right. We're going to leave all the links to Georgie's company below, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. So go and check it out. Georgie, thank you. We love you.
Thank you so much.
Does that make you feel better now that we've spoken to Georgie?
That makes me feel so much better. I'm actually very excited. And it's so true. We only do this once. We should. And why on earth would we have an argument about something that is solidifying our love for each other?
You do love me, don't you?
Yeah.
It's great. You said that with pure...
You do love me, too.
Yeah, I freaking love you.
Yeah, I really love
you. I sometimes think I hate you.
They're close to each other.
Are they close to each other?
Oh, one would hope.
And hopefully this helps lots of people listening in. A big thank you to Georgie, who came on the podcast. Go and check out her business, Gigi and Olive. She's going to be coming back on the podcast. She is one of my greatest friends, I said. And she's getting married, which is really exciting. Also, we want to hear your stories, your questions, wedding problems, wedding issues, wedding funny confessions, whatever it may be. Slide into our brand new Instagram handle, NearlyWedsPodcast. Very simple. Go and give us a follow. Send us DMs. We want to hear from every single one of you. We're going to answer every single one. We're super excited to be there. Anything you want to add, Soph?
Bye, guys.
That is it.
Thanks for listening.
Anything else?
Send us your stories.
Okay, everybody. We'll see you next week for another episode of Nearly Weds.
Bye.
We're getting married.
We're getting married.
Yes.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.